is Red there?
Right here.
Power, power, 92, and the chucker. And right now on the telephone, we got that Zadie guy, Red Stainglass. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good there, I'll tell you.
Well, let's talk all about Ole and Lena now. Of course, you discovered these two crazy people, and you kind of made them into stars. How'd that all come about there, Red Stainglass?
Well, who knows? You know, Ole and Lena is a traditional comedy, you might say, a comic name for Norwegians or Swedes or whatever.
Yeah.
And somehow the Scandinavian jokes have grown to involve Ole and Lena. It seems to be more funny when it's about Ole and Lena rather than Ralph and Sadie or Carol and Sean, you know?
You don't say there, eh?
Yeah, hey, that's right, eh?
Let's hear some oofta jokes.
Well, let's see. Ole went to the hospital to visit Sven. You know Sven. And he was in intensive care with an oxygen tube, you know, in his nose, and Ole tried to talk to him, but all he could get out of Sven was gasping and unintelligible talk. And finally, Ole poked a notepad and pencil at Sven and says, "I can't understand you, Sven. Write it down." So Sven weakly scribbled on the pad, "Get your doggone foot off my oxygen tube."
Oh, you're killing me here.
Yeah, that's an example. And then Ole, you know, he was drinking beer one night, and a good-looking young gal came and said, "I'll do anything you want for $100. So Ole says, "Follow me." And so the gal did, and Ole walked to his house on Elm Street, and as they got near the house, Ole says, "Now let's get this straight. You say you'll do anything I want for $100? Gal said, "That's right." "Okay," says Ole, "paint my house."
Oofta!
They don't get any better than that.
Oh, I'm dying here.
Sven says to Ole, he says, "How about going bowling tomorrow afternoon?" Ole says, "I can't. I gotta go to court. I have to go to court." Sven says, "How come?" He says, "Well, the other day Lena says you should drop your pants at the cleaners as I did." And he says, "Now I gotta go to court and see the judge."
You're killing the checker here. Oofta! Yeah,
oofta! You know what the example of oofta is?
No.
When your wife says, "Good night, George," and your name is John. That's an oofta. What's the last thing Ole wants to hear when he's making love?
I don't know.
"I'm home, honey." We hope that, Chucker, you come down to the little wagon there at 4:30 today, and we'll have a good time.
Oh, yeah, then there, hey.
And you'll meet Ole and Lena, eh?
Ole and Lena. I can't thank you enough. Let's leave it with a big oofta bang. Give me one more.
Yeah, Ole and Lena, they're a couple of hosers, you know. Oh, you want another hee-haw before we leave?
A little old hee-haw.
Yeah, let's see over here on page 13. Let's see. Knut Hegemol got tired of farming, so he went off to sea and became a pirate. 10 years later, he came back home with a peg leg, a hook for a hand, and a black patch over one eye. Ole spotted him and said, "What happened?" "Well," said Knut, "I've been a pirate, and it's a tough life. One time in battle, a cannonball shot off my leg, so I had to whittle myself a peg leg. Then I got in a sword fight and lost my right hand, and our blacksmith made me a metal hook." Ole says, "Well, what about the patch on your eye?" "Well," Knut says, "he'd been out there taking navigational sightings when all of a sudden a seagull dive-bombed him with a mess square in the eye." "Well," Ole says, "you can't lose an eye from that." Knut says, "You sure can if you just got a new hook on your hand." You got the picture?
If you got a new hook on your hand.
Yeah, he says, when a pigeon dives-bombs you and, you know, lands a mess in your eye, you can't lose your eye from that. And Knut says, "You can if you just got a new hook on your hand." Getting used to the hook.
Well, listen, I can't thank you enough for all the time and
all
the laughs.
Well, I thank you, too.
If you're ever in town again, you stop by and we'll just do it up.
Hey, that's wild.
Well, the kids love you. Once again, thanks for all the fun.
Toos and tuck.
All right.
So long,
Red
Tucker.
Stained Glass.
Yeah,
Power 92.
Yeah, sure, you betcha.